Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic Tuesday night. Welcome everybody. The program where you can pick your own subject, and as long as you keep it clean, you know, you can call in 213-816-1650. Open mic, inner sight, and talk about whatever you want. One of the things that really bother me, you know, let me explain this first. Why we talk so much about the disabled? Well, for one thing, that's what this show is about.
Right.
You know, because we who talk about these things, most of us, live it. We have to live it. We have to deal with it. Now, I'll give you an example of what happened to me today. I'm in the, this morning when I went to get some breakfast in the local diner. And went up to, after I finished, went up to pay for the food. And I pulled out my card. And they have this new system. It's dead silence, you know. You don't slide it anymore. You have to hold it at a certain angle. Now, you don't know which way the card goes.
Right. Same here.
And on top of everything else, I can't read my cards.
Right.
So I happen to pull out the wrong card.
Oh, no.
And the cashier keeps telling me, oh, it declined. You know, and she did it every which way, and it still declined. I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
So I have a little light in my left eye. I took the card. I held it.
Real close, yeah.
I have to hold the card right on top of my eye, you know. And I noticed a circle, something.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. I gave you the wrong card.
Yeah, I'll see.
You know. But isn't it stupid and ridiculous how this government does not protect us? All right, I gave her the wrong card. I can't read them. There's one way.
Right.
The other way is I can't even read the damn machine. She's telling me it's declined. How do I really know that?
Right.
I don't really know that it's declined.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because you can't see
it yourself. And then one of the customers standing next to me is trying to adjust the machine or whatever they're doing. You know, I can't read any of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we do what we do. But things like this, you know, it's most of it is the little things. The little things that mean a lot.
Yeah, they do.
That we don't have, and I immediately told everybody, because I said it loud enough. I said, "This is what happens when the damn blind agencies don't do their job and don't give a damn about us.
They don't make
sure
mm-hmm.
that everything is there for us. They should.
They teach you Braille.
I mean, forget about the damn law." Forget about the law. They're getting money because of us, because we're blind.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? So even if there's no law, they should be obligated to do something about these things.
Yeah.
And to make sure that we can access. Because the law is half-assed in any regard.
Yes, it is. It
is
it really is very much so. Yeah.
So this is what we got to deal with. You never know when it's going to happen. And they change things, and you don't even know it.
Mm.
Who the hell saw one of these things before? I'm used to at least the damn card, the thing where you slide the card.
Yeah.
And it makes a sound to let you know that it went through. At least that's better than nothing.
That's right.
But this damn thing they have
doesn't
make a beep.
No.
Or a sound.
Well, there's a new system that I keep trying to get used to with Chase. There's this little silver sort of thing you could feel on the card, right? And you're supposed to, it's an angle that you have to, and I can't get the angle very right. God only knows how many times I try. And then I scan it, right? And I'm doing well with that, but I can't see you on the screen. I said to the gentleman, can you do me a favor right now? Can you read that screen for me? But we'll do it on a hush because I don't want everybody to know my business, you know?
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
You don't know who these people are.
Yeah, I know.
You got to trust people with your money, with your card. I mean, why the hell do you know that he's not copying down numbers?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Nope.
You don't damn ass know that.
But my bank knows the way in which I, you know, handle my account. So,
sure,
then
you got to call the bank and you got to cancel the card and all that crap.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And they give you another card you can't read.
No, the best thing is they give you that stupid little sleeve. Yeah, they have this stupid little sleeve that goes on top of the card that you're given. Now, you did all that effort to put
that stupid
sleeve. Yeah, I know. Because if
stupid.
I mix it up, forget about it. I'm
suppose
all messed up.
Suppose you put the wrong card in the wrong sleeve.
That's what happened to me exactly.
You can't read the card. You don't know what card you put in there.
That's right.
You know, these days there's a card for everything.
Yeah, there is.
I got
they should have it
five
on the
cards
card
in my wallet. And I can't read
five.
Any of them. Well, I can read the...
No, I only got, let's see.
The transit card.
Yeah, they're about the same as you. Yeah.
Partly I can read it.
I'm surprised you couldn't
go... You're thinking Braille that. Why don't they Braille them all?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
They could do it. It's just that they're being lazy and saying, okay, let somebody read it for you that you trust. Now, how many people have you encountered in one day that you really can trust? Zero for me.
Of course you don't want to trust anybody.
No, you want to do it yourself.
Of course you don't want to trust people with knowing your business. Even if you're married to them.
Right.
You know, you're still an individual.
Yeah, you are.
Suppose you're married to an alcoholic or a gambler.
Oh, God.
You're going to trust them?
Nope. Not a penny.
Stupid.
I had to learn that the hard way.
And then what are you supposed to do? Stand there with your smartphone and flick the shit flick the card over the phone and try to read it and then how the hell do you do that?
Well, the little silver thing that's on the other side, which my left eye was able to catch a glimpse of, what it does is it goes beep when you slide it over the top of the the little machine that they have.
I have no idea what you're talking. I never heard this thing go beep.
Go to one
this
of your cards.
Quiet.
Now.
What silver thing?
It's like a little silver notch that's been built into the card, and I don't know
what
it's made of.
But they keep changing these damn things.
I know.
They got four or five different versions of these things. Do you know that?
Yeah. I know.
I go into the
but
other
have,
store, you still have to slide the crap.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing when you keep going and you get used to something, and then, boom, it's going to be something else. You know?
I'm holding my card up to my face. I don't know. There's no silver thing that I can...
Take your finger. You'll feel it. That's how I find it.
And even if you find it, what the hell good is that? Then what do you do?
You take the card when you find it, and then you just slide it over the top of all the buttons that are in that card, and it will automatically charge
it. I can't find it.
You can't find it on your card?
Nope.
Slide your finger lightly all the way across. You can't feel it at all?
Nope.
And that's frustrating right there.
I mean, the whole damn thing is ridiculous.
I know.
What
do you feel
make
on
it
the
for
card
everybody
anyway?
But us.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah. this
I
whole
had trouble
system,
sliding it. I had trouble with the sliding
system,
on top of it. Sorry.
This whole system reminds me of the movie Daniel Webster and the Devil. when the devil deceived Jacob Stone,
mm-hmm.
and the Daniel used the expression he's got you sewn up in his hip pocket.
Well, they got us really there.
Because every witch, hold it, let me finish, damn it.
Sorry.
Because every which way we turn,
mm-hmm.
in this system, they find some way to get us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. You have programs that can be used against you. You know, you have schools that are supposed to train dogs for you that aren't licensed. No regulations, no laws. And now the death of a guide dog because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Signs that you can't read, traffic lights, important papers you can't read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to fight with them to send you a paper you can read, and then now they're sending it to me in the wrong language.
Oh my God!
You know, I mean, this whole thing is so
stupid.
It's
so sad.
It's like. It's not sad. It's evil.
Yeah, it is.
It's
mm-hmm.
an evil system for us.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
But it also
out,
is sad that they...
It's out to
I'm
put
sorry,
us into a nursing home.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Yeah, I do all the time, and I
our
get
show,
really sad.
Our show Thursday night
mm-hmm.
is entitled that the hospitals should get out of the nursing home business.
Yeah, they really
you
should.
Go to a hospital when you're disabled or elderly and you have the threat hanging over your head that they're going to try to put you into a nursing home.
Yeah.
How the hell can you get well in a place like that with that thing hanging over you?
You can't. You really can't.
So it's a horrible, horrible system. I mean, picture, if you can, the so-called normal and average people out there, picture if you can, that all of a sudden 95% of everything is not accessible to you.
And people would be angry. We're not angry,
it's more
we're just
angry.
Frustrated.
A lot of people, a lot of people would commit suicide.
That too.
I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't deal with it.
They wouldn't. Some people even admit it to me. They say, I couldn't be doing what you're doing right now. I said, what choice do I have? What choice do I have? I have to, you know, I fight for it, you know, to get a better system. But if it's not coming along right away, you can't do anything about it. You might as well just, you know, either ignore it or talk about it on air, or you have some choices there. But they're not
this
very
is why InnerSight does what we do.
Exactly.
Because of the little things.
Yeah.
Little things mean a lot.
Yeah, they sure do.
I mean, why do I have to hand somebody my card? You know?
Yeah.
How do I know they gave me back the same card?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
That's right.
You really don't know that.
That's right.
You know, you put your card away.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you go out, you go about your business. Next time you want to use the card, you find out it's not yours.
Remember the time when you had
I mean, that's what you're dealing with. That's what
yeah,
you're,
you are.
What you're open to.
Yeah, but you actually had it done
protected?
To you. I think people should
what?
Know that. I think people should know that you had, you know, a little fraudulent activity on your card because somebody you trusted, in quotation marks, you know, took down the same information and started using your card without your consent or anything. And it was really a horrible situation. You trusted this young woman.
Oh, yeah,
that
happened to me a while back.
Remember? Yeah.
You know, you have to... Yeah, like I said, you never know.
Yeah, you really don't.
When you can't communicate and you don't have the same amount of protection that
everybody
else has.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, brought to you by Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt the Nikita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and over there in New Jersey. And we thank her for all her caring and help.
Yeah.
Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And I want to extend another thanks to the local Sayville Library for researching and printing out all the information, all the articles about Milton, the guide dog.
That was nice.
And not only that, for emailing them over to my dear friend Ira Tucker.
Oh, yeah. That's cool,
too. So we now have the library as an ally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when we get that day set up, that they will advertise it for us.
Yeah.
In the library.
I know.
All right, Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Hey, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. And when he's able to provide the veterinarian services, he has some of that too.
Yeah, he does.
Dog food and cat food. You have trouble affording it for your animal. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island.
That's true.
How about the Able News? Get the Able News ready.
Yep. Okay, hang
so
on.
We
I wasn't
can,
ready.
Put it out there.
Definitely.
Inner Sight.
I'm waiting for
and,
it to come up, sorry.
All right, stop talking while you're doing that. Inner Sight.
Able Care is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, thanks for that. And
Able
Angela,
mm-hmm.
our good friend, editor of the Able News, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And let's see, what else we got? Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their support.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Delgado, my buddy over there, the director,
oh,
executive director.
Yep.
Phone number, 631-880-7929. Go on their website and look at some of the events I think the Halloween party is Monday.
Oh, Monday. Is Monday?
Monday's Halloween.
Yeah. So it's exactly
but check
on
it
day.
On the website. I don't know if...
I am. Hold up.
They do it a day before, a day after. I don't know. All right. Inner Sight and Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. Want to thank my friend Tony, and I'm glad he and his wife are feeling better. I'll be seeing him on Friday. And thank him for his donation.
Homepage.
If you'd like to make a donation to Inner Sight, go to our website, innersight.info. Go right on the PayPal.
Put
something in there.
Do you know what bothered me just now? You want to hear something? October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. How is awareness going to help us? That's mine.
Oh, that word has got to go.
Yeah, it does.
Awareness. I mean, what does that mean?
We've had so much awareness.
It doesn't mean a damn thing.
That people who are disabled aren't being fair here, to be honest. They're not being fairly treated, in a sense. But it's not silenced.
I don't think that awareness
idea
works.
Works anymore. I don't see
because
it here.
It never goes anywhere.
You have any specific area on the homepage?
We have last month was Guide Dog Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You know.
And the poor dog died.
I mean, that awareness didn't help Milton.
No, it didn't.
Nobody was aware that he was in that cage and in that heat dying.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So that word, to me, is an excuse
not
to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got caught, though, in a way. They got caught, so now they have to play catch-up and try to hide what they did and all of that. To me, it's useless at that point once you've done it, the dirty deed, I should say.
Well, the person got caught, but it doesn't look like they're going to...
They're doing anything now.
Going to be any kind of severe penalty.
No.
She could get up to $1,000 fine and or a year in jail.
Wow. You
know,
that's
disgusting. That's what the law provides. You know. And also, they commented in one of the articles that they don't believe that she did it intentionally. Well, I do.
Yeah.
I think that should be investigated more.
Yeah, it should be. And what's your reason why you feel that way?
I'm not going to speculate on a motive. I'm just saying that I think it should be investigated more.
Yeah, should be.
You know, why did she do it?
I don't know. I wouldn't have an answer. She would have an answer for that.
Yeah. And she's not telling... What she was doing during those 5 or 6 hours that the dog was trapped in there.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't she tell if there's something more?
Yeah, or why did she leave the dog, period?
Why not tell the whole damn story?
Right. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I always went to my dog
more
first.
To it.
Yeah, I had a dog in a crate. And I had the air condition on. I had, you know, and if the air condition wasn't working, I'd make sure there's a wet towel around the dog to make sure that he remains or she remains cool. You know? You got to do so. And then you take it out. The first thing you do when you park your car, you don't go anywhere. You don't do anything until you take your dog out of the car. It's simple. It's not hard. You know?
There has to be a reason why she did
maybe
that.
Maybe they told her to.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's what I think
happened.
Should be investigated a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. I think the World Series is on tonight.
Yeah, between the two.
A
Phillies.
Lot of people are watching the World Series.
Yeah.
Anybody on the line?
No. Let me check again. I just checked a little while ago, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got somebody, and guess who we got? We got possibly your friend, or
my friend,
that other person. It's 323, and then he has the rest of the number that was, it seems like your friend. Hold on, let me let him on, okay? Joe.
I don't know who you mean.
Joe, hold on. Joe?
Open mic.
Frank's no friend of mine. Don't put me in that category with him.
Hey.
This is,
there he
this
is
Joe. How are you guys doing? I want to say, Suzanne, thank you for sending me the text and inviting me because
yeah.
I've been on the show a couple of times. I wasn't picked up, so I thought maybe I was relegated to becoming an illegitimate stepchild. So I'm glad that you did.
I did see it. Yeah,
you know.
Did you get a chance to listen when we were?
No, I've been on this line for about 5 minutes, so you picked up rather quickly.
Yeah.
So, Frank's talking about the death of the dog. I remember there was a dog's death a few weeks ago that really touched people's hearts because
yeah.
he was such a good guide dog. Milton
yeah,
or Millie, Millen, something like
Milton.
That?
Milton.
Yeah,
yeah.
Milton.
Yeah. Milton.
Yeah.
He was
over
a sweetheart.
The
yeah. It doesn't make sense, period. It's senseless, a death. Why would you leave a dog in a car? That's the only thing that I cannot understand, during a heat wave. It doesn't make sense at all.
People leave their kids in the car. What the hell is going on with
work.
People?
Oh, man.
Just
my mother used to put me in the shopping
ghetto.
Cart. Yeah.
That's what you call real complacency. You take a situation for granted so much
yeah, right.
That you give it a second thought. You should really give it a first thought, a priority. So,
right.
You know, until a disaster happens, then people learn their lesson. But until that happens, people think, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
So true.
And it also gets, yeah, it is very true. Very true. Too sadly true, actually.
Well,
yeah.
Especially with these schools, you know, they most of them are multimillionaire organizations.
Yeah, they are.
And they're not licensed. You know, there's no regulations to protect the dogs. I'd like to know where the hell the director of training was to check up on this woman. You know, in other words, where's your dog? Where's Milton?
Right.
How come you have your dog with you? You know?
Yeah.
Nobody checked up on her, obviously. I blame the whole damn school.
Yeah, I do.
But that's not
I don't understand that, Frank. How do you check up on a woman if she's going to leave her dog in the car? How do you know what she's doing with the car at any time during the day?
She's at the school. She brought the dog back to the school for additional training. All right?
So that's where it happened.
Which means...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which means she had to get out of the car and go into the work area. They have a work area at these schools, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no dog.
Without the dog. Yeah.
Without the dog, yeah.
Now, why didn't somebody say, hey, where's Milton? You brought Milton back. Where is he?
Yeah.
Where the hell is the brains of the director of training who's responsible for that?
Yeah.
See? That's why I think the whole damn school should be shook up.
Yeah.
You know, And a lot of people who are responsible should be fired. Put people
yes.
in there who give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have known right away, as a blind person, with my
mm-hmm.
dog, that she didn't have Milton with her. My dog
yeah.
would have let me know that.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's a school, and you know that a dog is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I worked at that school, which, by the way, they're prejudiced, they don't hire blind trainers,
mm.
I would have known right away that she didn't have Milton with her, and I would have asked, where's Milton?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Nick, yeah, well, not yet. I mean, if a person who is at the reception desk would ask, okay, thank you for coming in, Miss Davis, but, you know, where's your dog? You're supposed
right.
to return your dog. But somebody else in the lobby wouldn't approach her and say anything because
right.
they would probably
well, anybody
figure,
who worked at the
she,
school
would know.
Who knows
anybody who
trainer.
Worked at the school? Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's the
in
thing.
Any case, yeah.
There is none.
That's true.
Mm.
There's no protocol.
No
they denied me without even being, you know, finishing the application. They denied me right away. They didn't allow me to
they
come
deny
to the
thousands of people every day.
Yeah, and they probably get money on it to deny.
Well, they raise the money to train the dog, and then they decide that so-and-so, you know, that they don't have the right dog for so-and-so, or that so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, shouldn't have a dog, and there's no, it's all one-sided, and they keep the money.
That's right.
Now, a lot mm-hmm. of people have approached me and said to me, since the death of this dog, it makes you wonder, what are they doing with the money?
That's right.
You know. So we're going to
hope. Well, I wanted
get
to come in. I wanted to say hi, and I wanted to thank Susan. So I'm going to let you guys get back to your show. And,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay?
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're always
I really
welcome.
I'm happy. Always Joe. Welcome. Yeah.
Well, thanks. All right. Take
and
care,
I
guys.
I
want to
come
and,
on that other
well,
show.
Right?
The other show you invited us on, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night. I haven't been to that show in about 2 months, but if you like politics, I can still recommend the show to you.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called...
Talk about the nursing home thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't know anything about the nursing home. It's about politics, but you can go there and have fun or try to have about politics. That's
mm-hmm.
the show
there's
I'm talking about on Saturday.
A lot of politics involved in these nursing homes.
Oh,
money
yeah.
That
yeah.
yeah.
Now, there are some shows that if you take a look, if you have the time, what's the name of this? Some shows that, oh, There are two organizations that I can recommend. I think I've probably recommended them already. One is called thehopecollection.org. They
mm.
have volunteers there. It's a volunteer organization to help people with whatever problems you have. They help people who are out of prison. They help people who are homeless. They help people who have no money. So they'll probably have a volunteer that will help you with the nursing home. And there's
That's
another organization... Yeah, it's called thehopecollection.org. Thehopecollection.org. And there's another one which is very similar. And now this other one I'm going to mention, on their website it says that they've actually served 1,000 meals a day. Now,
wow.
I haven't done any more investigation into it. But if it's that big, then it should have some resources that might be able to help you guys. And the name of this organization is called You Serve, Y-O-U.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, S-A-R-V-E. It's either youserve.org or youserve.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Those organizations mm-hmm. have resources which might be able to help.
Oh, we can check it out.
Yeah, we got
okay.
another list. YouServe.com. Right. I just want to make sure I got that right.
It's either YouServe.com or YouServe.org. So,
hold on a minute. I see com, so I'm going.
Okay.
Oh, this is like for meals?
Well, they were serving meals, but they have volunteers for other issues as well.
Oh, good. All right.
So you can contact them and, you know, and let them know that you're interested in what they have. You know, maybe it might be helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't cost anything. There is a volunteer group.
Which is great, like we are.
Yeah, right.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Take care, guys. Good night.
You too. Good night.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, and 213-816-1650. And let me remind people, Monday, Mad or Glad is the show. Tuesday, tonight, open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday, tomorrow night, is our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're gonna pick out a theme and probably send out a tweet on that. Now, Thursday should be an interesting show.
Yeah.
The hospital should get out of the nursing home business.
That's so true.
You know, and direct people toward their home with the help that they
mm-hmm.
need.
That's right.
You know, social workers want to do something in the hospital. Help people get home.
Right.
With the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that on Thursday. Wednesday, we'll pick out a theme. Friday's the funnies.
Hey.
And is Louie on the line?
Not yet.
All right, I got to call Sharon on the three-way. Stand by.
Okay.
Open mic.
Hi, everybody. I'm just going to talk right while Frank is actually calling Sharon. I appreciate that we had a huge increase on our stats, and it's from people like you who just want to listen and have a good time. So I just wanted to say thank you very
all
much
right.
for
Inner Sight, open
visiting
mic.
Ourselves.
And we got Sharon on the line from New York City. What's up, Sharon?
Well,
hey, Sharon.
We had two workers come yesterday. How ridiculous. The only thing I'm bitching about, because I use men's deodorant, I have another dresser in the bathroom. Well, I don't like flower scents. And she wanted to know why I didn't use Aaron. She's asking this to my housekeeper. I don't use Aaron because it smells like pussy. And man, there's an alcohol scent to it. It's supposed to be unscentable or not. I don't know what she's bitching about at all. It seemed kind of stupid to me. Well, I wash out underwear, but I actually don't like that either. I mean, these are little childish things to bitch about. Well, she didn't want to pick up my rent check. You know, I might take your advice and call 1-10-1-7 court and ask them what the hell happens to me if I spend my rent if they want to pick up my checks. Well, this is crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they left.
Well, you pay by check, so it means you have a receipt, right?
Yeah, get a teller's check.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
All you do, give it to Joey, and then Joey will cash it, spend the money, and write a back rent. This is why you Savini. But, I mean, I couldn't see why they make a big issue of them deodorant. My God, at least I use it. If you want to know if I shower in front of my housekeeper, why would I do that?
So where did these workers come from?
CSCS.
Oh.
CSCS has another worker. Well, when she don't get her way, she brings her hands up and towards your face, I she gonna slap you. And I worked with her before. And she a mess because Butch Lehman is in the first seat of the cab. He writes Manhattan State on his hands. Motions to the driver and motions to her. Well, they took me there, and you know what happened? I got taken there with clothes on my back and left there and lost everything I owned before. She still worked for CUCS.
No. Nice.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Quite a number of years ago, but I never forgot her.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's going on with cabs, all right? Cabs, people don't want to ride now. We had trouble with cabs kidnapping people the men had to stay for nothingness, but leave them there and leave. What the hell? This was in the news about 3 weeks ago about people taking, ending up at Manhattan State in cab rides. Well, Hoover's doing advertising. Well, I wouldn't ride your cab if you're taking people there with smoke with you.
Why would they take people to Manhattan State? People who.
Well, you don't even have to do anything. Well, no, there is no reason. It just was being done. For nothingness.
Wow.
I guess they thought they'd get all big paychecks out of the people they got. Well, they got no money. So that's the way it is. But I mean, it's crazy. And people can't visit because there's so many shootings going on, so many stabbings going on. You're afraid you don't know what you're going to come home to. Joey's being set fire in his apartment. Eddie Saunders Sims set fire for nothing this year. You want, what the hell am I going to come home to when you go out?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we need better workers than that.
Well, what about this new mayor? You think he's any good?
He's not a bad mayor, but I'm waiting for our Mayor Adams to deal with bad cops. I hope he deals with it soon, because a lot of cops are busted, and you know what they do? Want pretend cops. They want radios and squad cars. Well, they get them, and they shouldn't even have them. They pick people up, and they have no business picking anybody up. We want the busted cops out of our area. Now, we got a lot of new cops that were graduated. Let's see how many we get, because we're going to need replacement cops. But you, once you are busted for stuff like slapping somebody or, I mean, it's, just, you got a letter, which you did, and you got and told in the letter you have so long to get help and straighten it out. Well, if you don't straighten it out, then that's your fault. You're busted fairly enough. But, I mean, we want the busted cops out of our area. And what I said at a store meeting was, all right, we'll get some new cops. Let's take chances, but let's try to get to know them a little, so we can work out the problems we have in the community.
That's a good idea. We got to make you a blind cop.
That'd be interesting.
We'll give you a stun gun.
I took all cop at a police academy when I was younger.
Oh, you did?
I took it because I wanted to work with cops. Well, we try to work with drugs in the area because we've got heroin up here like hell. And the sad part of it, we didn't have it for, 12 years? We didn't have heroin up here. Now we got it up here. Well, that's really it. We got somebody who runs their mouth every time they're going to have a drug bust and screw it. Well, you should shut up because we need to get it out of here. People don't want to hear the truth about heroin. You cannot come off cold turkey by yourself. You could die doing it. They don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. They don't want to hear that it's how much of it is a habit of drug. You really get
messed
up. What
about Narcan?
Well, opiates. I brought up opiates kids up here because I am concerned, and I think some of that has stopped, but Narcan, I don't know. I don't like the idea of restaurant owners using it, being trained for a reason. What if you use it not enough or you use it too much and you lose a kid? That can haunt you the rest of your life. Paramedics are used to death sometimes. And, you know, the kids don't mean to always get in it. Well, they get mad at the paramedics because they bring them back. But you know what I said to the kids? Look, I love you all. You're not my kids biologically, but I do care. Look, don't be mad at the paramedics. I've got your back with me. Well, there was a whole lot of kids in the morgue, as it was. That brought that up with the kids, because I do care. But
yeah.
I think Narcan, you have to be careful who's trained with it.
Yeah.
So you don't
the
lose out.
The first responders are.
You got that right.
Listen, we got to go on with the rest of the show, but thanks
a
lot.
All right, now.
Yeah, thank you.
If there's any further things with workers here in the building, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep on.
All right,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 here on Open Mic. And
we got
Louie. Louie the Lip.
Yep.
On the line from Long Island, Louie the Lip. Inner Sight.
Hey, Frank. Oh, now you called me earlier. I just took before I took a shower. You called me on the phone. See, what's her name? Suzanne was on the line on that. And then you called my house. I'm just about to take a shower, and then I returned your phone call.
All right, now you're on the air.
Yay.
All right. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Okay. Good voice through the phone. How's things by you?
Doing well, actually. Doing well.
Okay. Frank Perillo, just call my house. I'm just about to take a shower.
Well, I hope you didn't get wet.
Yeah, I dried myself off with a towel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I used the wrong soap, Frank. The wrong soap.
Why? What's wrong with the soap?
I got ladies' body wash. I got the wrong soap.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now you smell like a flower.
There we go.
I smell like a female.
A fleur.
You know what you should do next time? You know, give it to your mom and let your mom use it. Or do you have sisters or brothers? Mostly sisters, I should say.
Huh?
You have a sister, right?
Yeah, I got a sister. I got one sister and one sister-in-law.
Yeah. So you could whoever wants it, you could give it to them.
Nah, I use my own men's stuff.
Yeah, I know. But it was.
What do you use, Ben Gay?
Uh-oh.
Yes, Bengay, yes, like usual.
Yeah, I use that.
But you don't use that as soap, Bengay.
Well, that's
Icy Hot.
Icy Hot's good.
Yeah.
What's it for you get stress on your leg, on your back, on your neck, on your elbows, on your knee, on your calves?
You have all that pain right now?
Wash your hair with Bengay.
I never have a pain. No.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't need it right now. I guess I'm just in case my legs are falling asleep and I got to rub it with a massager.
There you go. That should work.
You got to get out and walk more. Run.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you should
Let me ask you something. Connie's got her own show at 9:30 on Public Access on Saturday night.
Oh.
Did you see it?
Yes, I saw her. Just Connie by herself.
Oh, what happened?
Right. Yeah, I wanted to get Connie and Chrissy on Public Access. I got to look up on info.
Yeah.
I know what
happened. I think they moved it to a new time.
Nah, that's not what happened. They had a big fight in the street.
There you go.
Yeah, Chrissy punched her in the nose.
Yeah, and she ripped off Connie's wig and said, "You don't have that hair. You're bald, you bitch."
Man, fuck, yes it is, you know.
And Connie hit her, and she hit her, and the cops had to come, and they said, "What are you doing?" You know. And,
really
I don't want anything to do with her. I got my own show now. That's how she got the show.
Yeah, maybe the other one's not feeling well, Frank. That's a more...
They had a big fight in the street.
Suzanne, you proud of me on a Friday night doing some jokes?
Yeah, you were doing well.
Yeah, you'll love that. I was doing a new comic, like Pat Cooper, the Suave,
yeah,
and the Baffling Jerry Lewis and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like
that. Hey, Louie, you ought to go on the Saturday night show with Connie and dance. You'd be a riot.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I got to talk to the manager if I could go on Connie Chrissy's show. I got to talk to the manager.
Yeah,
do that.
And Connie Chrissy, I don't behave. Connie and Chrissy throw me out. He grabbed me by the arm and boot me out of here.
Grab you by the collar and make you pay a dollar.
Pay a dollar. Ow.
No, I don't. I know. Connie Chrissy loves me very much. You know, having a little love and kicks and air talk and all that stuff.
That's true.
Well, Friday night, I got a good skit for Friday night.
Mm.
We're gonna try to talk backwards.
Oh God!
How am
I
talk backwards?
I
don't know.
I'm always backwards anyway.
Well, what you just said, I don't know. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't talk backwards.
What about this one? Alka-decky, jiggle, monopolis, two wishes is the worst unmarkable word I ever seen. Alka-decky, jiggle, monopolis, two wishes.
That's an old-time game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Can you sing it backwards?
Alka-decky, jiggle, monopolis, two wishes.
He's talking it backwards.
That's from Sesame Street.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When I was babysitting.
What's that one from that play? I can't think of the name of it. Expialidocious. What is that?
Oh.
Poppins.
Isn't Sound of Music?
The Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
It's Sound of Music, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's Mary Poppins.
Yeah, can you say it backwards?
Oh,
No.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And I don't forget, Frank, it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, is it a special
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Where's that from?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a movie about a car.
Yeah, I remember.
It flies through the air and a motor runs like a jiffy. That's hosted by Dick Van Dyke and Sally Addinghouse. It's a children's movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, Louie, your phone is all gobbled. What happened?
I think they gobble it with mouthwash.
Yeah. You knew you were going to say something like that. Yes.
All right, give us let people know about Friday. We got to get people on.
Yeah.
Come on. Give them a rap.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me.
Here we go.
Friday night, this is Rosanna Dana. Make sure to turn on Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on this site. The name of the show is The Follics. We're going to have a lot of laughter and Gilda Radner and Three Stooges. We're going to do Lauren Hardy, The Honeymooners, and Sanford Son, Your Friendly Philosopher, and many, many more. And I'll get the swab, go to the bathroom, and go to Gilda Radner, talk to Pat Cooper. A lot of laughs going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Louie's going to talk backwards.
Yeah, he's going to help me talk backwards. I'm already backwards.
All right, in a sight. And we'll be with you Friday night on the Frolics.
Yeah, make sure you tune in from 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning on the Follics. I'll be listening to it.
At night, not in the morning.
Yeah.
Night make it. I'm kidding around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you guys. Call you on Friday.
Thanks
I'll
a lot,
keep
Lou.
Trying,
we love
Suzanne.
You, too, Lou. Oh, you're welcome.
Love
you. Love you, too. Take care, okay?
Take
all right. Open mic.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you hear that item on the news? Some rapper guy, I don't know who it was, had a deal with Adidas sneakers. They were going to make sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, with his endorsement. And because he came out with some kind of offensive language.
Mm.
I don't know the details. I only heard the headline. Adidas canceled the contract.
Oh, wow.
You know. So, I don't know. Anybody know who that rapper was?
No, I don't. I could look it up. Rappers contract.
On CNBC.
Oh, yeah. They always put out some interesting stuff, CNBC.
The business thing, and they canceled it because he said some kind of offensive
language.
I don't know, about the sneakers or about the company, or the Adidas got a lot of complaints.
Oh, wow.
So they had to cancel the deal. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm just curious to know what he said and what happened. But,
hold on. I think I might have
found it. We'll try to find out. We don't have that much time.
Oh, here
left.
It is. I got it. With Kanye West over anti-Semitic.
Oh,
remarks.
With West?
Yeah. It's Kanye.
Oh. What did he say?
Doesn't say, but he said some anti-Semitic language, so that's why, you know, they canceled the contract.
Oh, anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
Oh. That's funny, because last night I was talking to a guy who's doing a drum track for West's wife, Beyonce.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's really ironic.
Yeah,
anyway. Inner sight, so it was anti-Semitic stuff. The whole thing is stupid. Well, maybe,
somebody apologizes, you know.
I think, I was just going to say that, I think West should apologize.
Yeah, that's what I do. Think
if he wants the deal, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like Adidas sneakers, I don't know.
Maybe the sneakers that they gave him looked ugly. That's the thing I'm thinking right now. But why would he say anti-Semitic?
Well, if you're gonna have a deal and you're gonna design sneakers, you know, with your name on it, you're gonna put a design that you like, not what they like.
Yeah, but depending on what he said, you know,
gotta work both ways. But I don't think the issue was that he wanted anti-Semitic.
Language
comments on the sneakers. I don't believe that was. He made some comments.
Gap removes Yahtzee items over rappers' anti-Semitic remarks. So he lost two contracts. Yeah, he lost two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
All right.
He wanted
Inner
to be
sight.
President, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a politician. But maybe that's good.
No. That is a good thing. Yeah. After Adidas.
Sometimes people do that just to get attention. Publicity.
Yeah. Oh, here, look at this.
All right.
Kanye West no longer a billionaire after Adidas cuts ties with rapper, and then it does. That's really interesting. That's a big hit.
Well, I'm sure he'll survive.
Yeah, I know.
You need us to do a benefit for you? Call Inner Sight.
That's a good idea.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. Thank all our friends, all our listeners. Tomorrow night, Nursing Home Show. Be with us. Inner Sight. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, world.
Inner Sight.
Good night.